This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
There was some data out this week about farm bankruptcies that was pretty alarming, actually. Those farm bankruptcies were up about 20% last year, the most since the Great Recession. The economics of agriculture turned out to be pretty challenging despite the Trump administration's trade war bailout. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more on why so many U.S. farmers are struggling.
Chapter 12 of the U.S. Bankruptcy Code is only available to farmers and fishermen. And Robert Denterman at The Ohio State University says filing for bankruptcy doesn't necessarily mean you're giving up on farming.
The actual big reason for why you would file for Chapter 12 is because your debts have outstripped your current assets, and that usually happens when it's your land values.
He says 80% of farm assets are tied up in land values, and those values have been declining for the past few years, thanks to falling commodities prices and trade wars. Wisconsin saw the most Chapter 12 filings last year, 57 of them. Paul Swanson is a bankruptcy lawyer there. He says his office has been inundated with small family farmers. They simply can't compete with giant agribusiness operations that have distinct advantages in selling their produce.
They can operate on a lower margin. I mean, they can sell it far and wide. They can play the market, if you will. Whereas a little person, really, that's very difficult to do.
For small farms, it's about efficiency. Chad Hart is an agricultural economist at Iowa State University. He says the most successful farmer used to be the farmer who produced the most crops per acre.
Now it's the best marketer who's the best farmer. They may not create as many bushels as that high-producing farmer, but they figured out how to create more money given those smaller bushels.
He says farmers' costs continue to rise. Labor is expensive, and workers are increasingly hard to come by. More and more farmers are looking into automated systems and robots for help. Hart says farmers that embrace technology will be more likely to survive. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.